Here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers, Fiona Kelly.
The TV licence fee, proposed changes to the inheritance tax laws, the Strictly controversy and the build-up to Sunday's hurling final are some of the stories and pictures carried on today's front pages. The Irish Times and Irish Daily Mail both lead with the future of the TV licence fee in advance of a plan which is to be brought before Cabinet next Wednesday. The Mail focuses on the likelihood that the existing licence fee of €160 will be retained, and in common with the Times, it reports that the proposals to have the charge collected by revenue have been scrapped and that the levy is likely to be supplemented by a new multi-annual cash injection. The appearance in court today of a 28-year-old man charged in connection with the circulation of a video on social media which contained a threat to shoot Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald and Garda Commissioner Drew Harris generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. Another death threat features in the lead story in the Irish Examiner. A lawyer for the leaseholder and developer of the former Crown Paints site in Coolock, which was the scene of violent protests earlier this week, told the High Court that a photo of a representative for his clients has been circulated on social media alongside posts of a threatening nature. The Irish Independent leads today with a story about the prospect that the government is planning to raise the inheritance tax threshold by €65,000 and to cut the 33% tax rate on inherited money. The first report from the UK COVID inquiry generates the lead story in the Irish News. Brenda Doherty from Northern Ireland's COVID-19 Bereaved Families for Justice, whose mother, 82-year-old Ruth Burke, was the first woman to die from coronavirus in the north in March 2020, urges the inquiry to suggest how the pandemic should have been handled in Northern Ireland. The Last Dance Saloon, that's a headline on the front of The Sun over its coverage of the Strictly Come Dancing controversy. We're told that the show will be returning to the BBC in September, but an inquiry is underway into allegations of misconduct against two of the show's high-profile male dancers. Elsewhere this morning, in her column in The Times, Justine McCarthy reflects on the exit of so many experienced TDs from politics, which she suggests will render redundant any campaign sloganeering about the need for change, since the next soil will barely be recognisable as far as some constituencies are concerned. In a piece about proposals to change inheritance laws in The Examiner, Mick Clifford puts forward the opinion that, regardless of sentimental value, family homes are not heirlooms, but assets that can be leveraged to create more wealth and should be taxed accordingly. The Star is a piece about a new exhibition in Dublin's Epic Museum charting this country's historical ties to India. And for its front page picture this morning, The Independent runs with a shot of a pretty happy looking Shane Lowry just after he got a birdie on the 18th hole after his impressive round at yesterday's Open in Troon. The picture in the front of The Examiner, meanwhile, is of Rory Power from Ballincollig, County Cork, waving a hurl in the air. Rory's mum is from Cork and his dad is from Clare. So which county colours will he be wearing on Sunday? The answer is both, since the jersey he's pictured in is red and white on one side and blue and gold on the other. And finally, one man who certainly isn't conflicted about who he's rooting for is Seanóg O'Halpin. The last Cork captain to lift the Liam McCarthy Cup is quoted in The Examiner. When you grew up in Cork in the 80s or 90s, we were winning All-Irelands every few years. So when I lifted the cup in 2005, it was just a natural feeling, being a Corkonian, that within a few years, we're going to do it again, he says. Seanóg has high hopes that what he describes as the famine for Cork will come to an end on Sunday. There's no better time than now, he insists, adding that for him, it's as if the universe has been out of sync for the past 19 years.
Fiona, thank you.